ladies and gentlemen. This is your friend, the Last Nighter, again, speaking from the Superlative Little Theater, the boast of the coast and the best in the West.
And the best is none too good. As a matter of fact, it's not any good. It's pretty sad.
It's not only sad, it's perpendicular.
It's not only perpendicular, it's unorthodox.
And in flew a dead dox. And that fills up 7 or 8 lines of the script in a haphazard manner and brings us face to face with our drama. A horrible sight. Ah, modern machinery. It's a wonderful thing. You sit back in your easy chair, push a button, and nothing happens. It's uncanny.
Look, twerp, how about Jimmy Greer knocking off a little music before you get into one of these strange inner tubes of yours?
Greer. I've heard the name somewhere. What does he do? Oh, now I remember. He's the little boy who used to stuff paper wads in the teacher's pitch pipe at school. Was Jimmy Greer, who I remember slightly, giving you his version of the Revolving Door Song.
This will probably be pretty bad, but what's a Revolving Door Song?
Who walks in when I walk out? This is certainly an awful way to make a living.
How would you know?
Never mind that. Well, tonight that great African explorer, Congo Twerplet, the little hot potato hard to cool, is going to take you all deep into the African jungle. Yes, sir, deep into the African jungle where the hand of man has never set foot. Where the hand of... Wait a minute, that doesn't sound right.
Come on, what about the drama?
All right, now control yourself. As I just mentioned, we're taking the customers deep into the African jungles, and it takes a little while to get there. Why, I remember on my first visit to Africa, we went on a little 10-mile trek, and before we got back, we'd been gone for 6 weeks.
So what's a trek?
Well, it means just the same as a journey, but in Africa, we call it a trek. If you go by train, we call it a railroad trek. Any questions?
Look, Seafoot, how come it took 6 weeks to make a little trek on only 10 miles?
Well, our guide was a magician.
The guide was a magician. So what?
Well, he kept showing us new treks.
He kept showing. I see. Up to your old treks again, eh?
Well, you trekked me by surprise that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, Twerp, I'm glad to interrupt you. But looky, 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 here comes Crackies.
Not a couple of Georgia Crackies.
No, it's a couple of Wise Crackies, and they're from Arkansas.
Oh, drat. It's Oscar and Elmer. Well, I'm ready.
Elmer, the man's ready.
Listen, Oscar, I'm disgusted with you. You're pale, peaked, hollow-eyed, slow-moving, wash-war stuff, and on top of all that, you look tired. Where you been?
Went to a dance down in Azusa last night, and I just got home.
Where is that place?
Gosh, Elmer, you know where Azusa's at, isn't it? You just follow your thumb hand over to Coon Pass, and then you had to goddle across the road, past the Red Schoolhouse, fork to your left over Squirrel Creek, and there you be.
There I ain't, and there you ain't got no business being. Just look at you.
Well, I don't care. It was a swell dance, and it lasted till 3 o'clock this morning.
3 o'clock. Why, you tissy pristle. When me and my gal, Satine, used to go to dances back in Taney County, we never even got warmed up until 3 o'clock. Oscar, when folks slings at the death dance in Arkansas, something slung.
Gosh, Elmer, there ain't no place to dance in Taney County, is it?
What? Yuck, no. When they sling a dance there, they just find a cleared off last place and build a place to dance. And then they dance late, and I shake it down. The fellas get the morning milk and done, run the house, slip on some clean overalls, grab a couple of hammers and saw or two and a shingle, and hook up the horses and start out and pick up their gal partners on the way, and often they all meet on one spot and pitch a big picnic. About 4 o'clock in the afternoon, somebody jumps up and yells out, go. And before the echo dies out, they got a place to dance all built and three coats of paint on her.
Gosh, Elmer, what slows them down?
Nothing. After they got to dancing, Oscar, many at the time, me and my gal came to lock arms just at sundown, never even think of unlocking to tail fun up. They just line up fiddle players and use them one at a time. Fast one, they'd wear down and fall off a chair, another and just jump right up and take his place, right where he left off without ever missing a note. Oscar, did you ever call a dance?
I called hogs once. They never come.
Well, listen, Oscar. One time they was having a dance callers contest, one of them dances I was to, and one of the fellers tried to show off and get smart, and he called dances from sundown to sunup without ever stopping. Finally, the darn fool run out of breath, and he just kept calling anyhow. His face turned purple, and his eyes got glassy, and if they hadn't picked him up and held him up by his heels and spanked him and blowed in his face, the dad blamed him if he wouldn't have died.
He won the calling contest, I reckon.
Just no, Oscar. The fella that followed him called for just 2 weeks straight, and it was still a calling when I left Arkansas.
Well, down in Azusa...
Oscar, don't be telling me about Azusa. Don't talk to me about Azusa. Don't even say Azusa. Oscar, when they slings the dances in Arkansas, something is slung.
Well, this is still Congo. Never say die, say deedle deedle dumpling and see where it gets you twirpling. I'm going to bring you this African drama if it's the last thing I do.
Well, that's an attractive offer.
Quiet. Our little fidget starter for the evening features that half-ape, half-man, half-mouth, half-wit, Twerpsand of the Apes, and is entitled Twerpsand of the Apes in the Bootblacking Business, or A Few Monkey Shines. I don't know, sometimes it just seems all too ghastly to go on.
Wait a minute, who is this Twerpsand?
What, you don't know Twerpsand? Why, he floats through the air with the greatest of ease, this daring young man on the front page of 210 funny papers throughout the United States and part of Canada, slightly higher west of the Rockies. Am I holding your interest?
Yeah, and part of the principal.
Mm-hmm. Which part of the principal? He's a ticklish old duck, you know.
All right, crackpot. On with your drama.
Okay, on with the stuff. Leaving Morocco with light hearts, our brave little band of intrepid explorers took a long safari.
Look, go over that again just for laughs.
What laughs?
You said it, twerp. Look, what was it your bunch of pickpockets took?
We took a long safari.
Yeah, about how far?
Oh, about so far. Come on now, let's get this thing over with.
Wait a minute. What kind of a trip was this? A big game hunt?
No, it was a big dame hunt. We were looking for Kate Smith.
No. Did you find any big game?
Well, not exactly. The biggest game we found was a 5-cent limit.
Look, stupid, stop and think for a minute. Concentrate. Do you like wild game?
Oh, shucks, I don't know. The wildest game I ever played was post office.
The wildest. Go ahead. Even your drama about Twerpson can't be any worse than this.
That's what you hope. The jungle overture, Jimmy. Deep in the African jungle, we discover our hero, Twerpson, talking with Lord Featherby Gravelstone, an English nobleman. The mail boat from England has just arrived, and Lord Gravelstone seems vaguely excited. Curtain?
Well, Twerpson, old tomato, open up the mail and let's see what's the latest news from dear old London. What?
Oh, I beg your pardon. You don't speak French, do you? Well, here's an item in the paper which says that your wife, Lady Gravelstone, is getting a divorce from you soon.
Oh, yes, dear old Letitia. So she's finally got her divorce.
No, divorce is yet to come.
As you were saying, Lord Gravelstone.
See here, Twerpson. I've been watching you, and you've been standing here for the last 5 minutes doing nothing but make goo-goo eyes at this innocent little girl. Haven't you? Come now, confess.
Well, oh, shucks, yes, I have. I always make goo-goo eyes at the girls.
Well, I've had about enough. You'll have to stop it.
Have a heart, pal. I can't stop it.
Don't be stupid. Why can't you stop making goo-goo eyes at me?
Because when you gotta goo, you gotta goo.
Goodbye, please, Twerp. You better get in here pretty fast, Jimmy.
Baby, baby, where have you been so long? Oh, baby, 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 where have you been so long? I ain't had no loving, honey, since you've been gone. Oh, baby, won't you please come home? Cause your daddy's all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. When you let you broke my heart, oh, we should never be apart. Every hour of the day you can tell him me say, baby, won't you please come home? He's loving. Baby, won't you please come home? Come home.